We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
FM, Memphis.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR. You are tuned in here to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in to Sonosphere this Monday, and we're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And my name is Amy.
And my name is Jenny.
And we have a special guest in the studio today.
What's your name?
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh my gosh. I'm Elise Blatchford, and it's nice to be here. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
I love the show. I really do.
Great. Thank you. Well, we have an exciting show with our special guest, Elise Blatchford. And as we all know, tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah.
The big
day. It's my birthday. It's not my birthday. You guys asked if I wanted to come in and do something or play some music. And I was thinking, okay, well, I have done in the past a class about music and war. And I've also done in the past a class about music and politics. And so I thought it might be appropriate to talk about classical music and political will.
Yes.
For today.
This is the day to do
if we're not sick of politics by now.
And you mentioned a class. So what else do you do?
So I teach music at the University of Memphis at the Rudy E. Shade School of Music. And I'm a flute player among many in the town, which is a wonderful tribe to be a part of. And I play with a wind quintet called The City of Tomorrow. And I also lead a band called The Overly Sensitive Orchestra.
Awesome, which just played here at Crosstown.
That's right. We just did a Phoebe Bridgers album cover at Crosstown.
That was awesome. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the first song we just heard?
Yeah, so we were just listening to The People United Will Never Be Defeated by Frederick Jeffsky, which was a solo piano work that he wrote in the 1970s. and inspired by the Chilean song, The People United Will Never Be Defeated. And it's a piano piece. It's essentially a theme in variations. And it's quite overtly political, actually. So the idea is that you do listen to the melody over and over and over. And it has a beautiful flavor, beautiful tonality. And it's supposed to be inspiring for people.
Awesome. And we just heard a little bit of that, too.
It's like an hour long.
Okay. This show's only an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to hear a few things, but that's awesome. And music can bring a lot of people together, and it can also divide a lot of people, too. So I just, you know, I know that there's a lot of great songs that you've brought to us today. So what are we going to hear next?
Yeah, so the next thing that we're going to listen to is a section of a piece by George Crumb called Black Angels for Amplified String Quartet. This is the Kronos Quartet playing. And this piece was written by Crumb in 1970, and it's a direct response to the Vietnam War and the protests and culture surrounding the Vietnam War protests, and essentially the loss of life and the intense time that was. And he writes about that quite directly. So in this particular movement, you're going to hear numbers shouted by the players in different languages. Mm-hmm. And I find that like really, you can kind of take that to mean many things.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you for being here with us. And thank you for tuning in today to Sonosphere right here on WYXR. Coming up next, we're going to hear the Kronos Quartet. And right here, so stay tuned. We are back on Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. Thanks for tuning in today. And every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., we are here, Jenny and I. And today we have a special guest in the studio, Elise Blatchford. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I love it.
Awesome. Well, what did we just hear?
So we just heard a movement from George Crumb's Black Angels for Amplified String Quartet by the Kronos Quartet. And a piece that was inspired by the Vietnam War. Today
Absolutely.
We're talking about music and politics.
That's right.
Classical music and politics.
Classical music and politics today with Elise. We're very happy to have you here. So tell us more about the class that you teach on music and politics and, you know, what kind of brought you to that?
Well, I don't teach the class anymore, actually.
Oh, you used to.
I used to. But this particular, like, when Jenny asked if I wanted to put together some music for today, I was immediately drawn to this idea because the last couple of elections, like major elections, the weekend after the election or the week, you know, following, I was part of a couple of different large ensembles that played concerts at that time. And in every case, in different groups, the conductor turned around and made some kind of speech about how music isn't political and let's just all come together. And I'm like, probably smoke's coming out of my ears, you know, and I'm like, you know as well as I that music is political. Mm-hmm. Going back to Mozart, going back to Bach, going back to Beethoven, all of these people had political motivations in writing. Mozart, it was all upstairs, downstairs, class divisions with his operas, as well as female autonomy. Beethoven was obsessed with liberty and republic, or depending on what culture you're from. But we're not alone in this. So,
right.
Yeah, that's my interest in it.
Perfect.
Thanks. Yeah, let's not wash over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So the next piece I wanted to play is a work by Eve Baglarian, and it's for flute and electronics. And it's called Can I Have It Without Begging? And Eve wrote this piece. It's kind of a breakdown of a bunch of flute sounds that goes into the electronics part. So you hear the flute live and you also hear stuff that sort of sounds like a flute. And she responded to the Me Too movement with this work. And I was going to read a little bit about what she wrote about it. So she's interested in a long history of attending to the lover's feelings and ignoring the specificity of the beloved, and talking about a specific woman as victimized by desire. So in a way, the flute is the aggressor and gets louder and louder and more insistent. So that's the piece. But, you know, it sounds like it's going to be depressing. It's a real bop.
It's a real bop is what I've heard.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's hear it here on WYXR. Thank you. You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy, and my co-host Jenny is here, and we are here every Monday from 4 to 5. We are a community radio station, so you can go to WYXR.org if you're interested in getting involved, volunteering, or supporting us with a donation. So that's at WYXR.org/donate. So yes, thanks for tuning in, and today we have a special guest.
Hi.
Hi. Elise Blatchford has joined us today, and we are talking about music and politics.
Yeah. Political music.
Political music.
Classical music written with the intention of responding to political events or wars or protests or any kind of response. So.
And the one we just heard had that response to the Vietnam War, as we heard earlier, if you're just tuning in.
That's right. Yeah. So we heard a piece by George Crumb called Black Angels, which was a response to the Vietnam War. What we just listened to was flutist Sarah Brady playing a piece called Can I Have It Without Begging by Eve Baglarian, which was a piece written in response to the Me Too movement.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was indeed a bop.
Right?
Despite that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's she says in her on her website that she feels like it's sort of, I don't want to say it's a failure of a piece. It's a great piece, but she's like, I don't know if it really evokes what I intended it to evoke, but it's a great piece. Really fun to play also.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So next I was thinking we could talk about a piece by Louis Andreessen called Workers' Union, which was written in 1975, and Workers' Union sounds pretty much like what it is. It's for any number of players, and it's supposed to be an intensely democratic piece. Everyone playing the piece is playing the same rhythm, but you get to choose your own pitches, and it's basically for just any number of very loud instruments. It's a very insistent piece with the intent of unionizing in all senses.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to hear it today.
So we'll play a portion of it. It's a pretty long work, so we'll play maybe like 5 minutes of it.
All right. Well, let's hear that up next on Sonosphere.
Thank you.
Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band is performing at Overton High School on Thursday, November 14th from 7 to 8:30. The official touring big band of the United States Army formed in 1969, the Jazz Ambassadors is a 19-member ensemble who has received great acclaim at home in all 50 states and abroad, performing America's greatest original art form, jazz. The concert is free and open to the public. More information and tickets at armyfieldband.com/events.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center for Performing Arts and Education, setting the stage for everyone. The Halloran Center, next door to the Orpheum, invites you to be in the center of it all through live entertainment, arts education, community programs, and event spaces all year round. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
I'm DJ Alpha Whiskey, host of Flight Risk, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. As a nonprofit community radio station, we rely on the generosity of donors like you to keep your favorite programming on the airwaves. Become a contributing listener today at WYXR.org/donate.
And you're tuned into Sonosphere here at WYXR 91.7. And, you know, on the web, too, at WYXR.org. My name is Amy, and...
My name is Jenny.
And we're joined by our special guest.
My name is Elise.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello. So, we've been hearing some music and politics today.
Yeah, music and politics. We were just listening to Workers' Union by Louis Andreessen, a cornerstone of disruptive minimalism from the 1970s, performed by the Bang on a Can All-Stars.
Love it. I think we saw them at Big Ears one year. I think they go there a lot.
They played here once.
They played here.
And
that's right.
I believe they played Workers' Union.
Yeah, they
did. That's awesome.
So it's a piece that's for any ensemble, any number of instruments, and a note from Andreessen. He said at some point, "Only in the case of every player playing with such an intention that their part is an essential one, the work will succeed, just as in political work."
Nice. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great list and a great set of tunes here that you've brought to us. So what else are we going to hear today?
Yeah. So for something completely different and something composed much more recently, mm-hmm. Is this work called Emergency Intake Shelter Form by Gabriel Kahane. And it's an oratorio-style work for full orchestra, full chorus, and vocal soloists. And the recording that we're going to listen to a part of this by the Oregon Symphony, conducted by Gabriel Kahane. And this is a piece explicitly about homelessness, about housing inequality and housing insecurity. And it was originally composed for the San Francisco Symphony and the Oregon Symphony, which is located in Portland, Oregon, two cities that face quite a bit of problems concerning housing and unaffordability of housing.
And that has been an issue that has really come up lately. It has been an issue for a long time, but we haven't really seen it at the forefront of our national politics in a very long time, if ever at this level. Yeah. So that's, yes, it's a very timely piece. For sure.
And Kahane explicitly took the libretto directly from forms that people have to fill out if they are seeking emergency shelter. Right. So you'll hear that. It's a gorgeous piece, and if you want to hear the whole thing, it's out. And you can listen to it on Bandcamp or Spotify.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll hear that coming up next here on Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7.
housing, psychiatric facility.
We're back. Thanks for tuning into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in this Monday. And we have a special guest.
Hi.
Elise Blatchford is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. What we were just listening to was a piece by Gabriel Kahane called Emergency Intake Shelter Form. And the Oregon Symphony was performing it with vocal soloists. And it's an amazing piece, large-scale work for orchestra and vocalists about the housing shortage and about housing insecurity. And today we're talking about classical music that has a response to some kind of political event or theme.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, we've heard some wonderful compositions earlier in the show, so you can go to WYXR.org at the archive there. We'll show you everything we've played today that Elise has brought us today. So we thank you very much for doing that. And
you're welcome.
And there's another tune we're going to hear coming up next.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a piece or part of a large work by Julia Wolfe, mm-hmm. and it's called Anthracite Fields, taking inspiration from coal mining. And the piece won a Pulitzer Prize back in, I think, 2015. It is a really important work, and it's one of those rare pieces that really takes one big topic like coal and looks at it from all kinds of angles, like from the environmental angle, from the earth science angle, from the worker angle, and it's really a pretty amazing piece. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to listen to next. This movement is called Flowers.
All right, we'll hear Flowers coming up next on WYXR 91.7.
Thank you.
are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And we have a guest to here today.
Hi, I'm Elise.
Thanks guest host, me. Really. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast playing music that I love for you all. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah. We've been talking about music and politics, specifically classical music and political ideas, political response. And it seemed appropriate considering the week that we find ourselves in. And what I love about these works that we've been playing, like we just played a part of a piece by Julia Wolf called Anthracite Fields, which is a piece all about kind of coal mining, coal as an instrument of environmental destruction, et cetera, and also as an instrument of life and right. warmth and energy that we need. So I think a lot of these pieces are really hopeful and beautiful while at the same time raising super important issues.
Exactly. And we are running out of time, so I think we have one last one we want to get in.
We're going to just listen to a part of this last piece. It's by Julius Eastman, and it's for four pianos. And actually, this recording, Julius Eastman is one of the pianists.
Awesome.
And it is called Evil N-Word. And this piece, he was a gay black man in the 1970s, and he died tragically young and also in extreme poverty. A lot of his music was just pieced together from what was found in his possession and on his person when he was found. And so we're lucky to have any music at all by this person. So I hope you enjoy this. This is Julius Eastman.
All right. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Get out the vote, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Sonosphere, and we will hear Julius Eastman up next right here on WYXR 91.7.
Amy,
we host Sonosphere every Monday
from 4 to 5.
So tune in
on WYXR
91.7.
The Tu m'as fait quelque chose hier soir. Tu vas qu'on avec ça. Tu m'as fait.